Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Kirk Herbstreit, and then a noise from Pat. Kirk Herbstreit? Kirk Herbstreit. And then a noise from Pat on Penn State reportedly finding its man. We'll see if it's another one of these. Wait, actually, on second thought, this guy's headed back to his job for more years and more money. But it does actually sound like, from all of the murmurs that are now turning into louder voices in State College and people around the college football world, it does appear that Penn State has finally found its man to replace James Franklin, and it's Iowa State coach Matt Campbell. Just texting with some people who are in the know, they are acting like this is fait accompli.
I'm going to text my secret podcast.
And they are acting like Penn State, after weeks of embarrassment, have actually come out of this smelling like a rose. And you know what? I agree with them. I'm actually surprised, if Matt Campbell was interested in Penn State the whole time, why it took him so damn long to get him. Because I think he was better than a lot of the alleged hires they could have made. Iowa State is a really tough place to win, man. They've got rabid fans. They've got a lot of fans.
Oh, you're saying like tough place to build a winner, not a tough place to go and win.
Absolutely tough place to build a winner. Like, I'm saying they have a very passionate fan base, but that doesn't translate it. Like, they have a passionate fan base, but it's not big enough where they've got deep pockets and tons of history and they've produced great seasons or anything like that. He made Iowa State football relevant. He's the three-time Big 12 Coach of the Year. He produced the only 11-win season in Iowa State history. Brock Purdy, Breece Hall, Aaron Rodgers' best friend, Alan Lazard. These are all playmakers that he got there. Their record in the Big 12 the last 5 years, the only team from a win percentage perspective that's been better than them is Oklahoma, who's now in the SEC. Paul Rhodes, the ex-Pitt defensive coordinator, was the guy he inherited the football program from. They were going like 4-8, 3-9 every year, man. Like, the only thing they were doing was occasionally playing spoiler and getting coaches fired, like Charlie Strong at Texas, I think is what happened there. Like, that's it. They were a laughingstock college football program. And this guy put them back on the map. And so I think if he can win... See, James Franklin to me was a guy that got a lot and didn't do enough. The sum was not greater than the parts. I think that's what that's what Matt Campbell has done at Iowa State. And so the question becomes, to quote the great Beano Cook, if you give him better material, what kind of results is he going to get? Because I've always thought for the caliber of player he got to Iowa State, he came close to maximizing their potential. I know people might, who hate Penn State, might call and text in and say, well, what are you talking about? This year they were picked to win the Big 12 and they finished 8-4 or whatever. Okay. It was not one of his best years there. The Chicago Bears interviewed him to be their head coach last year. The Detroit Lions interviewed Matt Campbell, and then Dan Campbell said after getting the job, when my agent called me to say I got the job, I thought he had the Campbells confused. So NFL teams have eyed this guy up. And he gets to Penn State, and I think it's possible they actually did ultimately upgrade on James Franklin, Chris.
I think he's had two really good seasons there. I'm very aware of how hard it is to win in Ames, Iowa. But I will say this. It feels like with the exception of in 2020, in a year where not everyone was even playing like a full college slate, he went 9-3. Okay, mm-hmm. Fine. Last year, 2024, was an objectively very good year, 11 wins. But it's a lot of 7-8 and occasionally a 4-8 tossed in there. And I am very aware of the argument you're making and the case you're making to support him that he is going to get much better players, presumably. And he's from this part of the country. He's Massillon, Ohio. So everybody knows that's kind of like a cradle of football type of place.
Yeah.
It's a hard projection for me because I think he could end up being a better coach than James Franklin, but I'm not positive. I'm not positive that it's going to bear out that he actually gets better results than Franklin. I also think that for how long it took them to actually make this hire, I think it's overrated when people say that they've done this like 3 to 5 year level of damage to the program because of NIL and the way player movement happens now. But it ain't good to have two recruits in your recruiting class.
Oh, I think next year is going to be rough.
I think he's going to have a brutal start to his pen. Unless they just open up the purse strings to a hilarious degree.
They could. I mean, they absolutely.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
How much are they paying on the Franklin buyout? I'm trying to think of how much money is going towards. I know he found a new job.
It's not that bad, and I think Herbstreit was wrong about what he said about how much they owe Iowa State. There was an article written about on ESPN's website about Campbell signing an extension there this summer from August. He signed the new deal. And the details of the contract said if he left for another Power 4 job, there was only a $2 million buyout. Now, unless the reporter who put that story out there just got the facts unbelievably wrong, and Herbstreit knows better because he now apparently is best friends with Jimmy Sexton, the college football agent.
He's one of Jimmy Sexton's clients.
Okay, so then I think it's possible that maybe the writer of this article screwed up for ESPN, but no one has come out since this news began to trickle out of State College. No one has said, well, man, wait till you hear how much Penn State owes Iowa State to even get him
to get Campbell out of this job. Here's my other big question. So one of the theories that was going around when Pat Kraft kept like striking out was that he actually had this major, major name in waiting, this like big fish that he was going to hit, the classic mystery candidate that no one actually knew about.
Yep.
And that all these, him striking out wasn't really happening. He was just talking to people and then they weren't, you know, going to do it. Matt Campbell, you just made this very compelling case for why he is actually a guy who should be in demand. Why was he so far down their list? Because it's pretty obvious.
That's what I don't understand either.
They tried to get Urban Meyer. We know that. I think we're talking pretty seriously about Brian Daboll, and that's a guy who's been in the NFL.
Matt Rhule.
Matt Rhule was, once they struck out on Jeff Brom. Urban Meyer, Matt Rhule seemed to be the heir apparent. Jeff
Eli
Brom,
Drinkwitz.
Eli Drinkwitz. Maybe they talked to Bob Chesney.
Brent
who
Key.
Knows? Brent Key's another one. Who was the guy?
Kalani Sitake.
Who was the other guy before Matt Rhule who was supposed to be the big name? There was somebody else I'm leaving
Cignetti.
Out here. Yeah, thank you. Kurt Cignetti didn't even want to like really entertain the idea. So you're almost at credibly here. Like candidate 10 on their list.
I know.
And so I have a hard time balancing what I know is a very reasonable, well-informed like endorsement, really, of Matt Campbell to Penn State by you with the fact that it doesn't seem like Penn State was all that enamored with him at the beginning of this process. Now, and by the way, you're not going to be able to get a straight answer from Penn State on this after the fact. Like Pat Kraft's not going to say, you know what? I was damn near at the end of my Rolodex and I got Matt Campbell on the phone and we made it happen. Everyone's going to say that this was kind of how they wanted it to play out in the first place.
I think they'll try to, somebody in the media will report that they initially reached out to Matt Campbell and he said no thanks. And then like after further introspection and deep conversations with his family, he decided, you know what, now might be the time for me to leave for the bigger pond. And it was almost an impossible decision, but I had my agent reach back out to Pat and said, you know what? I actually do want to give this a go. That's how they'll make it seem. Like, actually, this guy was atop their list at the beginning, but they just got a no first and he changed his mind.
Well, maybe. But here's the other thing. I would feel like they had this was more of a home run. You clearly think this is a better hire than I do.
It's a very good hire.
I know you do. Like, grade it. A minus?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's.
To me, it's like,
very,
to me,
very
it's probably
hire.
A full grade lower. It's like a B, maybe even a B minus. Pony, I would have a much easier time if, of his two great seasons there, one wasn't the COVID year, and the other one wasn't just surrounded by a lot of 7-6, man. He's had a lot of seasons that frankly look like Pat Narduzzi at Pitt seasons,
okay,
and I'm aware that it should be easier to win at Pitt than at Iowa State. I know.
Yes.
I get it. You don't have to lecture me on that
one.
I'm not
lecturing. I'm just pointing out the facts here.
But it's a lot of 8-5. It's a lot of 7-6, man.
In the years 1980 to 2015, so 36 years of college football, they had 8 winning seasons. Iowa State, from 2016 to 2025, 10 years, he had 8 himself. They were one of the worst programs in college football. I believe, how many losses did they have when they won 11 games last year? What was
3.
Okay, so I believe they are the other big power school that has the same drought going with Pitt. The drought of like 30 plus seasons of 3 or more losses. I think they're the other one. And it makes sense because they've been a bottom barrel Big 8 school, Big 12 school. And until Matt Campbell showed up there, if they won 7 games, it was a miracle.
Last year,
and he had them in the Big 12 championship game not too long ago.
Can I at least make the argument that it was summer of 2024, Texas and Oklahoma both jumped to the SEC?
It made
12,
it easier.
Made it,
sure.
So I do think that's got to be mentioned here, that suddenly that conference lost its 2 standard bearers, and then he had his great season, and then he, of course, did he eat the Pop-Tart at the Pop-Tarts Bowl when they won it? Did he eat the anthropomorphic Pop-Tart?
I don't think he has the sense of humor for that, no. I don't.
Oh, so he's a very straight-laced individual.
Oh, he's a meat and potatoes football guy. He's not like this press conference.
So that's why we know somebody else who probably loves meat and potatoes is a big fan of his.
Like, he strikes me as not one of these like over-the-top salesmen.
He's not a type. BS artist. He's going to come in there. I coach
football.
He's
about ball. Yeah.
He's about ball. And do you think that'll go over well with Penn State because they might have felt like James Franklin was too salesman?
I don't know how it's going to go over with Penn State. You know why? Because I think a lot of people that love Penn State started to get it in their head that the right thing to do was to keep Terry Smith around. Terry Smith wore his 409 pin.
I do think Pat Kraft deserves credit for not giving into that faction of that fan base. I will give Pat Kraft a nod for that.
I don't know if Penn State fans are going to give Matt Campbell a fair shot. I don't. The ones I know are very split on this. Some of them are ticked off that they feel like Terry got railroaded here when the players wanted him.
Is he a play caller of any kind? Does he call? He doesn't call his own stuff at all on defense or anything like that, right?
No, he's never had that job.
No. I'm talking about Campbell.
I don't know.
Campbell was a defense. No. I know Terry's not a play caller and has never been above a position coach. No. So Campbell's not... My point is, when you hire like a big offensive name, or sometimes in college, big defensive names.
I don't think college football head coaches ever really call plays.
You don't think Ryan Day is calling Ohio State's offense play to play? I think he is.
Text somebody who might know and ask. I'm not sure he is.
I think Ryan Day is calling the plays in the games that matter.
Well, hold on a second. He didn't last year. We know that for a fact. Chip Kelly did.
I think this year, Ryan Day, when it's a game that they deeply care about and they know they can't just roll the ball out and win, Ryan Day is calling plays.
Here's Steve on the fan. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. How are you doing this afternoon?
We're good.
So I have a question for Chris. So, Chris, I've been listening for a while. I know you went to Penn State. My first question is, why do you hate their football program so much? Just curious.
Because I grew up rooting for Nebraska in the mid-90s. I never rooted for Penn State. And when I got there, I loved the school and hated the ridiculous attitude of most of the fans.
That is fair. My next question is there any hire that you would have liked any other name that you
would not have,
that's a good hire.
The better the hire, the more I would have disliked it because I want to see that program suffer. But if they had hired, if they had pried Kurt Cignetti somehow with a gigantic bag of money away from Indiana, I would have given them credit for it and said that is taking a home run swing and connecting. I thought they should have hired Bob Chesney from JMU. I think that guy's a big name. I think that guy's the next big thing.
I completely agree. Just wanted to hear your thought.
There it is. Yes. Sorry for being a little bit deliberately droll sounding in my explanation there. I've just said it a lot.
Text is on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Your thoughts on Penn State closing in? It looks like they're going to hire Matt Campbell today, 412-928-9370. Steelers fans who are rooting against the Ravens, I am one of them because I want change and I don't want status quo. A good friend of the show said he wants them to lose out to put him out of his misery. Another friend of the show said, I want them to lose out because that's what's best for the organization big picture. 412-928-9370 to get your thoughts. Brian McFadden joins us next. First, a Charlie headline.
The Pittsburgh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.